Hello, everyone. So what is a clubhouse after party in the Facebook group? Let me tell you. So long time ago, I used to go Facebook Live for the public once a week, and we stopped doing that mainly because when I would go Facebook Live for the public, that meant that they always had a video of me stored and archived beautifully on my public page. Well, now we're using an app called Clubhouse. So that the way Clubhouse works, it's audio only, number one. Number two, there are no recordings. So if you're a public member, you can attend a Clubhouse. You get to hear the Queen speak, but it's gone forever after that. So unless they show up live, they're hosed for the rest of their no BS wants and desires. So I've been using Clubhouse recently. That doesn't mean that one day I might not go back to Facebook Lives, but I haven't been doing them monthly for about 6 months now. I've been making sure that the content that I deliver is primarily, if it's free, you can either take a free course or you can get the weekly podcast, the one drop a week. And then you have to be hoping that whatever I talk about that week is actually something you need help with that week. Or once again, you're kind of hosed. So one of the nice things that we're doing right now is until I can figure out a way to be able to be live in Clubhouse and simulcast inside our private Facebook group, I will not be simulcasting on the public page. That's not our intention right now. Our intention right now is to figure out a way to where I can be on Clubhouse and be inside the private Facebook group. Now, right now I can't do it. We're figuring out the tech work. Until then, though, I am doing what's called the after party, which means only No BS women get to hear the best parts of the Clubhouse. You don't have to hear me talk about the free course. You don't have to hear us do introductions. You don't have to hear us do all the bullshit. So until we can figure out how to simulcast for you guys, we're going to just give you a Clubhouse after party every Friday. It's going to be about 20, 25 minutes long. It will always be in your replays. So if you're listening live on the Facebook or you're listening to the replay in the Facebook, do not worry. It will also be dropped inside your private member only podcast. And it will also be put inside the website underneath video replays, because we have lots of members who are not members of the Facebook group. And we want to make sure that you get access to all the information that you want. Okay. With that said, let me tell you what we talked about today. So there was a lot of good things. We had several No BS women. One of the things that we are trying to do when we are doing Clubhouses is we are trying to prioritize the No BS women, the members, above the public. So I want all of you always to know that once you become a No BS woman, we try to give you access to as much stuff as possible. We want you to feel like you get access to us. We do a lot of, making sure that we have coaching calls. We have Ask Coaches. I am like every single day I hit the Facebook group. I probably hit the Facebook group. And what I look for are people who are really struggling or have a problem that a lot of you are having. And I try to leave my wisdom and stuff on them. So I've always wanted to be able to have No BS be a place where you feel like, gosh, every time I ask a question, it just seems like I get showered with help. And that, I think, is important in weight loss. So today we had a couple of No BS women come on wanting some help because it was a lot easier for them. Let me find, I cannot figure out where this is. I saw it at some point. We have so many channels. Oh, here we go. I finally found it. All right. One of the things that we talked a lot about was somebody had came on and she was saying that she's been in the membership for a while. And I think this is really common for a lot of you. For some of you, you've been in the membership a while and you're feeling better. You're thinking about yourself in ways that you've never dreamed possible. Like your life is just improving. You're just like, my relationships are better. I don't judge myself so harshly, all these things. But you're still having food urges. It's like, I still want to eat. I'm not even eating because my life's a shit show anymore. It's a lot of habit and a lot of just desire for the food. So we had someone come on, Valerie, and she was saying that very often that like she knows that what's stopping her from releasing more weight is like when she plans pizza, she'll put on her plan two pieces of pizza And she's like, and I just noticed like at night, like I just always eat three or whatever. And I said, okay, well, tell me what you're thinking when you eat the third piece. And she's like, well, I just want it. It's good. And I said, okay, so tell me what you think after that. And she just keeps thinking about how good the pizza would be and all this other stuff. And I said, so where's the counter argument? This, I think, is really important for a lot of you. I think a lot of you, what ends up happening is that you think it just tastes good. I just want it. And you're, it's like my brain just starts desiring food and my brain just starts giving me all of its habitual thoughts. And you forget that a key piece of the program, guys, it's not just the four basics. Otherwise, we would only have one fucking module in No BS. It would be called Module 1, and you never need anything else ever again. The four basics are only what you do. Module 2 is where we dive into the thinking about whether or not you're doing those things consistently or not. So if you are someone who's sitting around doing the four basics and like, but I'm also overeating like a boss, guess what? We got to move on to step 2, which is you can't just keep making a plan and you can't just keep trying to eat enough and you can't just like, well, I'm doing the basics. But sometimes it just flies out the window. It's like, all right, we got to figure out why is it flying out the window? And then we got to go in and tackle that. Stop just observing that as something that's happening. Like it just happens. No, it doesn't. Here's what's happening. You're watching it. You're not digging into what's the missing component to stop the behavior. So I worked with Valerie on the call and I was telling her like one of the key things that you're going to learn is you, if you're brand new, once you get out of module 1, module 2, the think, feel, do cycle. If you keep overeating on the do line, whatever thought and feeling that's driving you there, you need to find them. For a lot of you, it's not going to be all kinds of terrible thinking. It's going to be the simplest yet most sexy thoughts ever. This is fun. I deserve this. This is tasty. This looks good. Ooh, this is hitting the spot. I shouldn't waste this. It's too good to waste. Those are the exact thoughts, but this is the way you guys offer them to me. Here's my thoughts. Well, no wonder I keep eating. It's like, yeah, because every one of those thoughts, you have to get some paper, like old school paper. You got to get you a pen. You need to write them down and say like, when my brain says, I just want it, it's now rather than react to it and keep eating and wonder why I never stop, I have to have a counter argument to I just want it. It tastes so good. So for example, if it's me and I know like, and this is what I was telling Valerie is we are not all so fucking wild and spontaneous that we don't know our patterns. If you've been overeating, especially all of you that are sitting around going like, yeah, I've been a member since September or 2019 or whatever. I keep dicking around with the same things. Like, look, you already know the problem. Quit looking at it as if it's so unsolvable. I was telling Valerie, or MJ actually said, you know, when you eat pizza, what your fucking brain's going to say? It's not a shock. It's not bewildering. It's not just happening to you anymore. When you get pizza, two is on your plan, and three sounds a lot better. The answer, y'all, is not to start planning three. Some of y'all are like, oh, she should plan three pieces because that's what she's doing. It's like, before you go do that, here's what we need to do. We need to know that if we know for fuck sure, when we're sitting there at 8 o'clock in the morning, that our hopes and dreams are to lose weight, and we want to eat something we enjoy, we don't just plan more food. That's not going to equal weight loss. We already know eating three ain't going to help us. But what we do know is that when it's time for two, we got to have a different conversation. So our brain's going to come in like, hey, here I am, the Kool-Aid man busting through your wall. I just want it, man. We got to have a conversation. We can't just be like, oh my God, you're here. Where's the third piece? It's time to say, like, I just want it. And I knew that that thought was coming. Today we're practicing not having the third. So I'm going to breathe. And while I'm telling myself, like, it's okay, it's just one time. We're just going to see what it's like. When I'm having all of that conversation, we take our happy ass and we put all the food away. All of it. For me, if I swear I've done this. I don't drink as much at home anymore. I just don't like drinking at home. And that was only because I figured it out after tons and tons of time of drinking at home and not enjoying it as much. But at one point when I noticed that I'd want it, like if I opened a bottle, I felt like I should just drink the bottle. I mean, who wants some wine the next day that's going to taste like ratchet ass? I didn't. I had every thought about why it was terrible to not just drink the bottle. I wouldn't even drink a good wine. It was like $8. And for some reason to me, I'm like, I wouldn't pay $8 for two glasses. I should just get my money's worth. As if I can't just say, like, I'm going to pour down $4. We rationalize in the most asinine ways. So what I started doing is before I got my buzz on, I would get the wine, pour my two glasses that I had planned, and I would immediately dump the rest in the sink. Was I wasting $4, $8, whatever? Only if I thought about it that way. What I would tell myself is I am done wasting my time trying to figure out how to quit drinking a bottle of wine. My time is way more valuable than a $4 chug. That's the conversations. You can't just leave your ratchet conversations going unchecked all the time. Just because you think it doesn't make it a problem. What makes it a problem is when you're like, oh my God, this thought's here. What do I do? The problem is at 8 a.m., you didn't come up with a plan for your fucking thought. So this is what MJ said. Let me find MJ. You have to pre-plan your thoughts. When you make your food plan, plan out what your thoughts will be as well. This is the beauty of what we do inside your 60-day planner. You know, like, what's going to be hard for me? Guys, write down what you're going to think. I know for sure two pieces of pizza is what I want to plan for myself. I also know for sure because I've been a member for, you know, a year eating three pieces of pizza that my brain is going to say this and it's going to feel this way in my body. So I am going to think these things and do these things tonight. And here's what else I'm going to do. I'm not just going to hope I remember this bullshit. I'm going to take this beautiful planner. I'm going to place it where I would normally be serving my ass the pizza. I'm going to figure out how to make it so impossible to not forget that when my brain wants to do one thing, I've got myself set up with a million and one cues to do something different. That's taking it to the next level. That's doing it different. So one of the things that I had said in the clubhouse was, it's so good. I just want more. If you don't have a counter thought to it, your brain is just going to want more. It's hearing the command, y'all. I just want more with nothing said after it. Your brain's like, okay, so how do we get more? Oh, it's really easy. You left the pizza box open. You didn't even bother to put it away. Convenient. You'll only feel the emotions of desire and want when you only allow yourself to have desire and want thoughts. And then you have to tell yourself that tonight I'm only having two. And then you have to sit with the urges, which is what I was talking about. So for all of you, when it comes to, I just want it, it tastes so good and stuff. I did not do this on the clubhouse. Let me tell you guys what I would do. I would pre-plan the foods that you typically are catching. You're like, I do a million and one discovery worksheets on this, or the ones you should be doing a discovery worksheet on. All the ones that you know are typically the ones that you have a harder time with, right? All right. So we're going to plan them consciously. I'm going to plan it on the day that I normally wouldn't even plan it. And I'm going to plan an amount that I know I'm going to feel like a big titty baby in the moment. I'm going to be like, no, I want my tit. I want to cry and whine and throw a fit and smear my doo-doo on the wall. We want to trigger the tantrum. Like, this is literally a tantrum experiment. So you plan that food. Then you write down all the thoughts you're going to have and what you're going to talk about and all the, like, mechanisms and techniques and tricks and tips and hacks that you can do to make the experience different before you go in for the pizza, like an hour. You review the plan. You think about it. You visualize yourself wanting and all the things. And then you visualize yourself calmly having an urge, making a new choice, your brain wanting the pizza again in 20 minutes. And you like saying, no, nope, it's not what I'm doing today. Here's what I am doing today. I'm showing myself it's not that bad. I'm showing myself how easy I can make this. You want to get your brain and get the things that you say positively framed on what you want to focus on. Then when the urge happens, because we're pre-planning this, so we're not going to be doing this experiment in front of our friends and family at, like, you know, the first time we go out to eat after COVID. We're literally planning something where we know we can go through the entire experience very consciously. You are going to do some of that bullshit I tell you guys to do inside of No BS. You'll go to module 2. You will listen to the body scan where I tell you, like, we're going to scan our body while we're having an urge to want to eat that third piece. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to teach myself how to drop into my body and think about what's going on in my body instead of thinking about, like, oh, it's so hard to not eat pizza. I wish this part was over. You have got to give your brain something else to focus on. And it's got to be something neutral. Because if you allow your brain to just be focused on the bullshit, you're just jacking yourself up with anxiety and cortisol and adrenaline. So we can't sit there and just be like, urge talk, new talk, urge talk, new talk. We want to have urge talk. We want to give ourselves some new talk. And then we want to drop into neutrality. That means module 2, the feelings exercise that I have you do. I walk you through it. Guys, it's not there for you to do it one time, never go back to it, and then be confused for 6 months on why you don't know how to feel a feeling or process an urge. If you have spent a lifetime eating through your emotions, one video lesson done one time will not solve that. I would love to think that I'm that good, and I know how good I am, but I ain't that fucking good. I am not a magician. So you need to make sure that you, like, it's marked up on the phone. You know what? If I was all of you, this is what I would do. Go to my phone. Pull that son of a bitch up on Safari. That lesson. I would create a shortcut on my phone that when I tapped it, I went exactly to that lesson. I could just hit play and listen to Corinne do a body scan. Until I got to where I could do it myself. And I didn't need to listen to Corinne do it. That's how you process an emotion. That's how you process an urge. So when we're going to learn how to deal with, it tastes so good, I just want it, I had a bad day, all of the sexy talk that gets us to eating, that keeps us from losing that last 10 pounds, getting the first 10 off, in the middle of the journey, stalling out. I don't care where you're at on the spectrum. Beginner, middle, or end. It's the same fucking process. None of you are a unicorn. If you notice, you keep thinking, I just want it. I'm wasting my money. Whatever it is, you just tell yourself, here's my equal airtime. Here's the truth. It might not be as hard as I think to not eat a third piece of pizza versus it's going to be so hard to not eat it. Because that's what your brain's going to want to think. Whatever your brain is going to want to think, you better write your ass down some thoughts on a piece of paper. Thought A, thought B. Thought A, thought B. Because your brain is going to give you a ton. Don't be shocked. Don't be mad. Don't be upset. Don't be frustrated. Be willing to change the conversation. Be willing to work with it. Be willing to lose your weight. Be willing to be the person who gets their dreams. Stop being the baby who needs everything to go perfectly in their mind in order for them to be able to do it. That ain't happening. We got to quit wishing for fantasy land. Y'all, it only feels hard because of every sentence that you allow yourself to believe that is straight dope a lie. Thinking it's hard is never going to help you. In the moments when your brain thinks it's so hard, tell yourself, and I'm willing to make it easier on myself. What can I do in this moment to make it a little easier? That is such a better conversation than sitting there like, let me go get in my accountability group and spend 20 minutes reinforcing how hard fucking weight loss is and wondering why it never feels any better. Stop talking about how hard it is. Stop talking about how difficult it is. Stop talking about how good food is. Stop talking about which ones you have no control over. Stop talking about all that stuff and change the conversation. I understand that every one of those thoughts feels real and it feels true and it comes up frequently, but that does not excuse you from the work of thinking better. Having your own back with your thoughts, changing your inner conversations, deciding, I'm an obese woman. That all begins with my willingness to stop being so hard on myself about this process. If I want it to be easy, I should probably stop fighting the process and figure out easier ways to think. Let's see if there was anything other nugs that came out of that call that I want to tell you guys about. Oh, this was a good one. So Betsy said, I lost my weight with tons of doubt. What if doubt means that what you're doing is something that might actually work? And then I went to and said, doubt is always going to be a scary emotion. And it's always going to come when you're doing something new, guys. Every single time. When you do something that you've never done before, you're supposed to doubt it. That is the brain's way of making sure that you're not just going to go cliff dive to see how it would feel at the end of the day. Our brain wants us to have self-doubt. It's there to keep us out of danger. The problem is most of the time when we're going to eat two pieces of pizza versus three or step on the scale and wonder what's going to happen, we don't need to stop because we feel doubt. That's not life-threatening moments. What we need to do is start proving to ourselves that doubt is always going to feel scary, but it means I'm doing something I haven't done before. And so from now on, this is what I said. When you're feeling doubt, that's when you tell yourself, it's time to prove this will work. Versus feeling doubt and deciding, oh, this means it probably won't. Stop assuming just because your brain wants to go there, that things won't work. Just start assuming it will work. It could work. It might work. I have no idea if it will work or not, but I'm willing to go. The only way, the most of you, what you do is you're like, if I feel doubt and I'm uncertain it will work, I will just stop. Then the only thing you've done is proven, yeah, for sure, it ain't going to work. Because if you ain't doing shit, guess what? Nothing works. All right, guys, that's it. Make sure that you tag an accountability partner if they need to hear this. Don't forget that Clubhouse is something free to the public. They get one stinky little call every single week, and we are prioritizing No BS Women even inside of that call. So you will see that we try to make sure that the No BS Women who are private members get their opportunity to be on stage prioritized over other people. So I always got your back, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. I believe it's at 10 a.m. Central Time. I have a call It is called, hang on, let me get the right name up. I'm going to be teaching you how journaling helps you rewrite your past. So if you want to learn about rewriting your past at all, or how the journaling, because we're taking the journaling course as a membership. If you're brand new, you only go through No BS right now. You do not attend live calls. You do not have to do anything other than get through the No BS lessons when you first join. But for the rest of you, if you're interested in rewriting your past, that's what I'll be teaching tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time on Zoom. All right, guys. I'll see you then. Bye, y'all.